Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with Hutton View Care Home. Now, on the phone right now, I've got Jamie Clark, who's from Thurrock & Brentwood Mine Charity. Is that right, Jamie?
That's correct, Mike. I'm one of the project managers.
That sounds like a big title to fill.
I'm not sure about that.
What does a project manager do?
So basically, you may have seen me in the community as of late, reaching out to local businesses for their support in promoting our newly launched mental health services.
So you've got a number of services, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We've recently expanded our area of operation into Brentwood, and we've been working hard to reach residents at this very difficult time. So our newly launched services include a free mental health telephone and email helpline.
Oh, that's handy.
Lots of us are feeling the impact of COVID-19 at the moment in more ways than one, and sometimes it helps to stop, talk and ask for directions about our concerns. So we have a number of friendly operators that are available 6 days per week to listen and engage with local residents and enable access to a range of information, advice and support.
Oh, fantastic.
On local mental health services.
I class myself as a reasonably level-headed, feet-on-the-floor type person. I suffer with a bit of anxiety every now and again. I think that's quite normal nowadays. And I get a bit stressed at work. But I think the big thing to come out of all this COVID is because people are being told to isolate themselves indoors. I think there's a big mental health backlash that we're going to get out of this, because if you lock me indoors and I had that I'm locked in a studio all day long on my own, afterwards you almost feel like you don't want to go out.
Yeah, there's lots of people being affected, lots of people working from home, lots of people that are feeling socially isolated at the moment. So that's where we're hoping to tackle that with our services as much as we possibly can. We're also offering a free telephone and digital befriending service.
Okay.
And befriending is a support service which enables reconnection with the community. It reduces isolation. It improves well-being through regular contact via phone, letter or video call with a volunteer befriend. And again, we may know someone at the moment who is feeling socially isolated. So raising awareness of this service is crucial.
Well, you're going out live now on Phoenix FM, Jamie, so let's get this word out there as well. Have you got a website?
Yes, we have. It's www.thurrockandbrentwoodmind.org.uk. All of our services are listed on there. We also have a number of other services at the moment as well. We've got free telephone and digital peer mentoring.
Okay.
Peer mentoring is slightly different from befriending because it's to provide support to reach a specific goal or aspiration.
Right.
So, for example, it's encouragement to start a new hobby or building confidence for a job interview by working with a volunteer with shared lived experience.
Okay.
We also have our multi-ethnic counselling service, which is a confidential service working with Black, Asian and minority ethnic communities within Thurrock and Brentwood. Again, we have a dedicated team of counsellors waiting to help in these difficult times. And we also have a private mind talk counselling service.
Now, with all these services that you're offering, have you found yourself inundated with people taking you up on the offers, or has the business as such taken a step back because of lockdown?
We are preparing for an increase in added pressure because of COVID. So we are preparing for that. I'd also just like to mention as well, Mike, that there is an NHS mental health crisis pathway.
Okay.
So if you or someone you know are in a mental health crisis and need more immediate help, there's also the NHS 111 number that you can call, select option 2, and that service is available 24 hours a day.
Now, do you see a surge coming after lockdown now, aren't you? In the next few months before Christmas, do you see a surge coming towards you?
As I said before, we are preparing for additional pressures, particularly as lots of the job retention schemes are coming to an end.
Yeah.
I would say that we need to prepare for any additional pressures because of COVID.
Okay, well, Jamie, we've got your website. What's your telephone number in case anybody listening right now wants to call you?
So the helpline telephone number is 01277 503 219. We are also looking for additional volunteers if possible. All our services are supported by an excellent team of volunteers, and it's more important than ever to help the communities we live in. You don't need any experience to become a volunteer. Full training's given, and it can also provide really valuable work experience. I myself was made redundant a couple of months ago. and I was feeling quite low at the time, so I reached out to volunteering and I really found that it helped my well-being, my sense of purpose and my confidence. And it really connects us with the communities that we live in.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Jamie. Well, Jamie, thank you very much for having a chat with us on air today, and we'll speak to you again soon, yeah?
That's lovely. If you look out for our building, we've got a premises that's going to be in Eagle Way, opposite Worley Folds.
Okay.
And you can also keep an eye on what we're up to on social media as well. Thank you for today, Mike.